Today's show is a tribute to Vince Fontaine and Jackie Black. Join us in 30 minutes for the radio premiere of Eagle and Hawk Sundancer, put together by a crew of their friends. From the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. On today's show, we pay tribute to Vince Fontaine and Jackie Black with a cast of friends who have put together a special music production of Eagle and Hawk Sundancer. Mr. Relic, the producer, will be in our spotlight to tell us all about it. Featuring Keith Sokola, Rhonda Head, Murray Porter, Veronica Johnny, Stephen Rushenwin, Carmen Amusil, Lisa Muskwagon, Mooka B, Kurt Young, J.C. Campbell, and Julian Taylor. In 30 minutes, Mr. Relic will be in the house. It's time to drop the needle and let's start the show with music from Relic. This song has been nominated at this year's NAMMYs. Don't forget to vote. Check it out. This is Trainwreck. Music from Relic, and that's Trainwreck. He's been nominated at this year's NAMMYs. So go over there and vote. A cast of players, a lot of them in our show, too. Good tunes. All right, here we go with the Deeds. Patty LaMorey. Dan Scram. This is Carry You Home. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Love.
That's music from J.C. Campbell, No Lies, with Tracy Bone. Here's Indian City, Wannabe. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Yeah, we were flying, flying through the night like eagles. Yeah, baby, we were born to fly in the moonlight. We danced upon the air over mountains that just weren't there. I keep on.
Music from Rhonda Head, Falling's Not Goodbye, title track. This hour, we're doing a special tribute to Vince Fontaine. Special production of Sundancer coming up in a couple of minutes from all of his friends. Recorded it. All right, here's Leanne Goose, War Cry. Are indigenous in music.
Salvation. Let's take our wrongs and make it right. Material distractions, blinding our naked hearts from the truth, cause a chain reaction that steals the captive fate of our youth. And she cries, and she cries, and she cries.
just a threat. What kind of savior have you been? You say you're sorry, then that's the end. We will not be idle anymore. We will not be idle anymore. We will not be.
That's music from Murray Porter. No more. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Show your love. Come on over and take the support challenge. There you can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. That's at our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come show some love. All right, Keith Sekola, Indian Cars. We are Indigenous in Music. That was music from Keith Sekola and the Hallucination. Coming up next, Relic will be in the spotlight. Did you know we're currently recruiting ambassadors to help us spread the word? We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org or our music page at indigenousandmusic.com for an application and all details. Come join us, be a part of the team, and become our ambassador.
Come visit our new Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 500 videos. This is where we make our family connections, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us and subscribe today.
Oh,
We know you can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay. Now, on demand at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back to the Indigenous Grown Studios from Edmonton, Alberta. Mr. Relic is in the house. This past week, we lost two of our music makers, Mr. Vince Fontaine and Jackie Black. Relic and a crew of friends have put together a special tribute honoring them both on their journey. Indigenous and Music is happy to premiere their musical production of Eagle and Hawk's Sundancer. Mr. Relic is in the spotlight to tell us all about it. Hi, Relic. How you doing tonight?
Tante, hello, Larry. I am doing well today up here in northern Canada. We're pretty chilly up here. I heard you guys are a little chilly down there in Florida as well.
You heard, huh? I'm freezing.
Yeah.
It gets down to 60 and I start shivering.
Yeah.
Well,
you
hey.
You got to spend one winter up here and that'll all change.
Yeah, you got to come down and visit for sure, definitely. Take the invite.
After this COVID business, I will definitely come down there. I can use some Florida sunshine myself.
Yes. Well, it's great to have you on the show, and I'm happy you invited Indigenous and Music to be a part of this tribute. It's so sad we lost our friend.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was so surreal as it happened. And first Jackie Black was sick, and that got announced. And it was crazy how Vince Fontaine himself was on his Facebook paying a tribute to Jackie, and then the following day, he was gone as well. And it was, like, I was in shock for almost a whole week. And, you know, part of my grieving process is creating music still. Mm-hmm. So I put the ball in motion right off the bat. And first thing I did was ask my wife, like, hey, can I take some time out of my week here? Because this is going to be quite an extensive project. And we decided to pay a tribute to both Vince and Jackie and invited a bunch of our friends, musical colleagues, to jump in on it.
Right. Now, have you ever pulled off a production like this? You did a good job.
Not quite like this. You know, like during the pandemic here, I've done some live stuff with my band, you know, some live from home stuff where, you know, for me, having the audio quality is essential to have it a professional production so the listener can actually enjoy it, not just the video aspect. So what we have to do is have everybody send files back and forth. So I give them all a studio bed track that came out of our studio of the instrumental with a click on it. Everybody records their parts. And then on my end, I take it, I start putting stuff together, and then I kind of put the bug in all the artists' ears that, you know, we're going to need video for this, so be prepared to use your phone. You don't have to have a professional camera. Just use your phone, set it up, and I will do all the magic on my end, on the producing end of putting it all into place of where it's going to go within the song and the arrangement and then the video aspect. And it was, you know, I asked so many people, and so many people came forward with it. Nice. You know, Leanne Goose, Keith Cicola, who else? Julian Taylor, and everybody that could did. And there were so many other artists that wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Crystal Shawanda, Twin Flames. There were so many that, you know, but everybody's busy. They're doing things. They got their own schedules and their own families and stuff. So we did what we could with the artists that we could, and we hope that everybody enjoys it.
Yeah. Now, how old were you when you first heard Vince?
Oh, when I first met Vince for the very first time was in 1999, and he literally brought us out to Winnipeg with my old rap group 118.
Oh, wow.
as part of the Pan American Games that were in Winnipeg that year, and he put us on our very first big stage at the Forks in Winnipeg, and we played right before the Guess Who. No, we played right before Redbone and then the Guess Who.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was a huge moment for us. We were like, I'm going to say 20. We were 19 or 20 years old.
Oh, cool.
And that was just what Vince did. Vince always wanted to share that spotlight with everybody and give younger artists some shine. And he did that right until the day he passed away, you know?
Now, you were mentioning Vince was a mentor to you. What did you learn from him?
I think one of the biggest things I learned from Vince is to grind like nobody's ever grinded before.
Right.
And,
plug it.
You know, and, you know, and, yeah, and just, you know, to get your votes where you need them and just to pound the pavement like no one ever has. And another thing that I learned from Vince was just what he does was to help out other artists. And as you grow, help other artists grow and pass that knowledge down to other artists. And that's been something that has been big in my career for the last 10 years is becoming a mentor for other younger artists, just like Vince
right
was
on.
For me.
Oh, yeah. Now, you have some good news for us. Tell us about your nominations.
Yeah, the Native American Music Awards, the NAMMYs in New York, the nominations were announced about
Sweet.
A week ago, I'm going to say, and we picked up 4 this year, and we're very happy with that. We're nominated in the categories of Best Pop and Best R&B. You know, my music, for years it was hip-hop, and then it kind of turns into a fusion, so
mm-hmm.
sometimes we never know what category things are going to be placed in, because it's a little country, it's a little rock, it's a little everything, right? So I'm happy that it got recognized,
yes.
And we're also up in two video categories of Best Folk Americana Video and Best Performance in a Music Video. So people can vote at namalive.com until March 1st, and we're trying to get as many votes as we can. Vote for Relic in Best Pop, Best R&B, and Best Music Video. And, yeah, we're just trying to take home one of these awards back to Canada and maybe even come down to New York for the NAMMYs in, whenever they are.
Good deal. Congratulations on your nominations. And you did a great job on producing this this tribute to Vince and Jackie.
Thank you so much,
Good
Larry.
Job.
I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Relic. He has put together a crew of talent, and they've produced a musical production of Eagle and Hawk Sundancer in honor of Vince Fontaine and Jackie Black. You can stop by our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and hear our interview, and stop by Relic's homepage to hear his music at relicmusic.ca. Relic, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Hi, Kinanaskompton. Thank you for having me, Larry, and you have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah. You did a great job putting this tribute together.
Thanks.
Check it out. Here is Sundancer.
love that you showed was like cutting a braid. Now you're rocking on the biggest stage Jackie helped build, and you're both smiling down and that's blessing us still.
A big salute to Relic and to all of our friends for putting this tribute together for our brother Vince and for Jackie Black.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That's music from Veronica Johnny. Here's Young Medicine, Kurt Young, For What It's Worth. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
that line's being drawn. Nobody's right when everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Said, stop hating, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the streets singing songs, carrying signs, mostly saying Harper must resign. It's time we
stop hating, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep.
It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, the man come and take you away. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Music from Kurt Young, For What It's Worth. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Do you like Indigenous art? I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, Terry Glad Flores, and Ellen Sillaboy. That's on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Indigenous in Music is recruiting new members to join our radio tribe. We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and choose your membership level. Come join us in our mission.
All right, music now from Julian Taylor. This is the title track. This is The Ridge. I'm Larry Kay.
It was mornings like these when the breeze whistled through the trees. Fall would hover and the grass would still be wet. I'd put on my rain boots and I'd get dressed. Head down to the barn beside the chicken coop. I'd fall over out of the front door, down the path through the brushes and past the pond. My sister and I used to catch frogs there under the household, and we had to move on. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. It's staying or go outside to wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends.
fields to the stables where the horses lay. Shovel manure, clean their beds, and prepare the feed for the day. My favorite horse was named Frosty, until Sherry gave birth to a calf named Zaree. I swear I was there to witness the birth, sharing that incredible memory. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. You can stay in or go outside and wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends. She taught me how to ride. Used to sing me lullabies. She watched me take my first steps in the kitchen when I was a kid. And those were the early years where we were taught to have no fear, and everything seemed so clear. I'd fall over at the front door, down the path through the brushes and past the hall. My sister and I used to catch frogs there, until the house sold and we had to move on. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. You can go in and stay outside, wait for it to die.
Music from our buddy, Julian Taylor. Hope you're enjoying today's show, a special program and tribute to our brother, Vince Fontaine and Jackie Black, and a special production of Sundancer from Relic, and a cast of friends. I'm Larry Kay. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're all over the internet. We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And don't forget, Indigenous.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.